This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Evelyn Lamb. Got a minute? 500 years ago, a 15-year-old Incan girl was sacrificed, along with two other children. Her mummy has now revealed that she had an active lung infection at her death, because a technique called shotgun proteomics has been used to determine whether someone was actually suffering from a disease rather than just carrying it. The report appears in the journal PLOS ONE. Previous research into ancient diseases has used DNA analysis to determine the presence of pathogens, but with DNA, there's no way to tell latent infections from the full-blown misery-inducing ones. Researchers analyzed protein samples from the mummies of two of the slain children. The girls' proteins indicated an immune response to bacteria, perhaps a pathogen related to tuberculosis. Other evidence, such as mucus under her nose and lung abnormalities, strengthened the diagnosis. The 7-year-old boy, on the other hand, showed no signs of infection. This is the first time the technique has been used. It's a small sample, but further development of shotgun proteomics has the potential to improve our understanding of ancient disease, as well as assisting in tomorrow's forensic investigations. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Evelyn Lamb.